Let's talk to Daniel Fallon on the programme, who's working with schools in Hull to try and cut down on the amount of obesity and fat kids, basically. Let's talk to Daniel on this. Would you ban, as the British Heart Foundation are calling for, Daniel, junk food adverts, fast food adverts, and food adverts that are basically not good for you on the telly before 9 o'clock at night?
I think safeguarding the children is a really important thing, Benzie, if I'm honest, and I think they've got a really good, valid point. And I totally agree, especially with the marketing these days and how it's most sort of junk food or anything to do with sugar seems to be really focused these days at young children. It's almost unethical, if you ask me.
But they're making money. The companies have been making money for years. The advertisers, the television companies are making money, and the government picks up the tax. And as a result, though, we get fatter kids.
And that's I think that's always going to be the case until we sort of realise how much of a strain is on the NHS at the moment, and until that outweighs how much they're actually earning off the tax. I think that's always going to be the same story.
Sadly, you could be right. Hopefully things will change. Now, you're working on something called the Lifelong Programme. You've done it in Ashwell Academy in Hull. You're now in Long Hill Primary School. Tell us what it's about. What are you doing?
Well, basically, like I said before when I was on the show, we wrote some books, and then from the books, basically, we built a whole sort of content licensing. So basically, we empower the teachers to write their own programmes based around our characters, which are really engaging for children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main thing. I think engaging the children is a priority. Now, that's, I think, where we lack. The kids are not more engaged in, you know, you see your iPads, your iPhones, computers. The stuff that they're engaging with, more or less, has nothing to do with health. And therefore, they're sat, you know, playing on the PlayStations, their Xboxes. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's time and place for that. But I think we need to inspire these children again to get out there and get moving, basically.
Right, OK. And so what exactly are you doing and what are the results? The fact that you've piloted your programme in Ashwell Academy and now you're going to Long Hill tells me that you're having some results. What are you seeing?
Well, the results from Ashwell alone, they sort of had four pupils, and basically what they did was wrote a six-week programme, a pilot programme, to see if the kids would engage with it. Now, Ashwell are a pupil referral unit, so the children there don't really engage with a lot, and they were seeing the kids engaging for more than 2 hours, so it was a really good result. And then Long Hill, obviously, on the back of that, want their kids to engage more with physical activity. And then we've got a school also across the way down in Tamworth, a Lakeside, and they've also taken the programme on, and the teachers are really embedding that into their curriculum as well.
All right, and you're going into Long Hill, yeah?
Yeah, we're in Long Hill at the moment. They've just started to use that on a daily basis, and then they're going to start using some of that content to run some case studies to see just how much of an impact it has also.
All right. Where can people find out more about it, Daniel?
Well, if they go to our website, it's the lifelongworkshops.com. And they can pick us up from there, basically, Benzie.
Nice to talk to you, Daniel. Thank you very much.